Hey guys, welcome back to episode 9 of Ramble. This is your host, Leah Feeney.
And your co-host, Ella Van Alstyne. Today it's a little different than our normal podcast.
Yeah, it's just us two. We have no guests today because we are doing our sociology final.
Yes, Miss Jackman was nice enough to let us work together if we uploaded it on Spotify. So,
so everyone can listen to our final.
Yeah, we're talking about a lot of fun things that are
sociological issues.
Yeah. All right. Hello. Welcome to the podcast on our latest sociological issues. I'm Ella Van Alstyne, and I'm here with
Leah Feeney.
And today we will be talking about topics that are very important to us. As you know, we are both 17-year-old white middle-class girls. And something that we've had a lot of experience with throughout our lives is technology and social media.
Especially social media.
Yeah, I would say. I got my phone in, what, fourth grade? I've been on Snapchat. Like, my username was a little weird. I had to change it. Like, I have all the memories from third grade, and they're not good. No. My Team 10 sweatshirt.
Yeah, it's like, dancing. I wish I didn't have social media at all.
Yeah, honestly, we're going to get more into it throughout our project, but I would say, like, the effect that social media had on teens is, like, I kind of agree with some of the middle-aged moms that are like,
oh, yeah,
it's bad. Because to a point, I think it is a little bad.
Yeah, because it tells people, it, like, shows people what they should be, influences them in bad ways.
Yeah. But, okay. Social media helps me and many other people stay in touch with friends and make new ones. I have a lot of friends from across the country, actually, from social media.
It also comes with dangers. You can meet people,
yeah,
bad people. Social media.
Social media helps me and many other people. I already just read that same sentence. Okay. Around 69% of adults and 81% of teens in the U.S. use social media every day. And I'm honestly sure that that number is probably higher now if we recheck it. And most of the teens of the U.S. use social media every day and have made it a necessity in their lives. But what is social media really doing to us?
I feel like every time, as soon as I wake up, I turn my alarm off, I go straight to Snapchat.
Yeah, I agree, so do I.
It's turned into an illness. Straight to Snapchat. It's, I'm like, addiction. What's everyone up to?
Yeah.
All right. Social media plays a really important role in our lives of teenagers compared to other age groups, since us teenagers have been relying on it throughout our lives. Yeah, even from, like, the beginning.
Yeah.
Like, I had an iPod in, like, first grade, and that's when I downloaded Instagram.
And you see it now.
And
more.
Wishbone.
Ooh, Wishbone.
Wishbone, when you could swipe left and right on the pictures.
You see it a lot more now with, like, tablet kids.
Oh, yeah, tablet. I never had a tablet as a kid. I wish I did.
Yeah, me neither. I got my iPod when I was, like, second grade.
But there are many strings attached to social media. Being able to communicate with others behind screens enables people to judge, hate, and make fun of people more than they would to their face. According to online extremism, is a growing problem. A hate crime occurs nearly every hour in the U.S. Online hate speech is widespread. It includes prejudice, comments about race, national origin, ethnicity, gender identification, religion, disabilities, and social orientation.
Sexual orientation.
Sorry, I do have dyslexia. Research indicates up to a third of the internet users have experienced hate speech online. The number is even higher when looking at just the online gaming community, where about 50% have experienced hate speech.
I have a story with that.
Oh, you
do? So, basically, I was a little bit of a gamer a couple years ago. You were, too.
Yeah, we were gamers.
So, I'm in a Discord channel with some people from our school, and I have experienced this. Like, not, like, really directed towards me, but honestly, some people were saying things directed towards, like, certain races, certain genders, all that.
Yeah, and they think it's
funny. Like, they don't really, like, teenagers our age just think it's, like,
acceptable.
It's funny and it's normal to do, but some people get really affected by it, and we're gonna go more into that.
It's because people see other people doing it and they're like, oh, this is okay.
Yeah, it's like kind of peer pressure in a way. Just to fit in. Just like I said, I have experienced hate speech on TikTok too and Instagram, and I've even had hate speech targeted at me, but I've never really thought much of it. I guess sometimes it's really hard to grasp how bad the issue is, but and not one example will make you understand how vast media hate crime is. But in a certain case that I studied, a Maryland man has been sentenced to 2 years in prison after making media death threats to members of an advocacy group for LGBTQIA+ people, according to evidence stated in hate crimes case examples. The man sent threatening communications to Maryland and Virginia state delegates due to their support of transgender people. He responded to a Maryland state delegate's social media post stating that he would have her excommunicated from the Catholic Church since she supported members of the trans community. And in a later post, after she was reelected, he wrote, "Enjoy hell. You're going sooner than you think." Sorry, I'm stuttering over all my words. The defendant then left a voicemail for the LGBTQIA advocacy group, threatening to kill them.
Like, why?
Exactly. Like, to why a point, like...
Why do you care that much about other people?
I agree. Like, why? It just shows how everybody has different, like, points of views on things.
Yeah, but like, also, some people are raised like that.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, through their family, it does go through a lot
how you were brought up.
Yeah.
But...
And social media, too.
Yeah, but that's going to be, like, people like this are going to be the people that are in the Discord channels, that are mm-hmm. in the Reddit chats, and they're going to turn into people like this mm-hmm. because they're going to have no friends to go with them, and they're just going to continue.
And what about in class when we learned about, like, Ellen DeGeneres posting something that she didn't think was wrong, but really, like, what are you doing?
Exactly. Things are going to get turned around. In this case, it's really, like...
Or, like, people in the past who've done something in, like, 2006 or something doing
blackface. Yeah, it's all going to go back to you.
And then it comes back and they're canceled.
Exactly, yeah. You have to be really careful what you put on social media because, like, that also goes with an effect that
And you always have a digital footprint.
Yeah, because your digital footprint is going to literally haunt you. Mm-hmm. Like, when you try to get a job or get into a college that you want, it's just going to
hold you back. There was this college girl who posted a picture of her at a party drinking.
Yeah,
and that's like she lost her scholarship and she got kicked out of school.
That's like a whole recruiting thing for like, me. They told me never to post anything like that because it will just.
Never posted anything bad, too bad.
Yeah, but like literally them saying the death threats.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely brutal.
Yeah.
What about that new thing we just learned? We watched the video on the guys who get rejected by girls and then start making Discord hate groups.
Oh my god, not
like
them.
Why do you think that's acceptable? It's not. Like, just because you were hurt doesn't mean you can bring everyone else down and threaten other people.
Exactly.
It's not good.
What are they called?
It's something in.
In. Don't worry, Miss Jacqueline. We know what these are. We know what they are. Incels?
Incels.
Is that right? These incels are like... We're just, like, trying to better the world.
Is that right?
Cutting down on incels.
Term used associated with online subculture of people who define themselves and unable to romance.
Yes. Like, okay, just get a girlfriend.
Maybe you're not meant for the girlfriend.
Get a boyfriend.
Get a boyfriend. You know,
it doesn't matter.
Yeah, but also, like, they're all
a
little homophobic. Mm-hmm. All right. As we can see, media violence can go as far as death threats, which can cause common reactions like fear, depression, anxiety for all these victim groups. Studies show that 9% of black students compared to 17% of white students, 13% of Asian students, and 13% of Latino students reported cyberbullying victimization. It's a big word. And just so you know, cyberbullying is one of the main factors linked to adolescent suicide, which is rising in the U.S. Around 14.9% of adolescents have been cyberbullied, and 13.6% of adolescents have made a serious suicide attempt. This is terrible. What can we do to stop this?
Well, efforts have been made to cut down on cyberbullying and media violence, but the numbers are still rising.
Yeah, but even in school, like, there has been people caught cyberbullying.
I agree. Like, and, like, why? Not a lot is done, to be honest. Like, they say that a lot is done, like, laws are being made, but, like,
really?
Are we real? Like, come on. Nothing's really actually being done.
I just, like, can't believe someone could actually, like, put a bad comment on someone.
Yeah.
Like, how can you write a comment saying, like,
yeah, I can't really
paper
get
bag.
Yes, I said, we know what this is about. All right.
Like, how can you put that on someone and, like, associate it with them publicly? Especially with your name attached to it. Even if you, like, hide your name, make, like, a fake account.
Just
like
the
you
digital
doing?
Footprint is going to go right back to you.
Yeah, literally. Like, I've seen so many hate comments. And I'm like, why?
I know.
And, like, people who don't deserve it.
Yeah, but I searched it up and it says that every state has a bullying prevention law or policy that, like,
yeah, but it doesn't matter. People break laws all the time.
I know. It helps districts and districts in schools address bullying. But many of these laws and policies require that schools address cyberbullying in their district policy. But, like, mm-hmm. that's, like, having us sign the handbook in the beginning of the year. Nobody reads it.
No.
Nobody reads it.
Because it's so long. No one wants to read it.
Exactly. But even outside of schools, federal law enforcement agencies have used online hate posts as evidence during prosecutions of those who mm-hmm. commit domestic violent extremism incidents and other
hate
crimes.
Oh, you know what else I saw? Sorry to interrupt you.
No, you're good.
I was watching this guy on TikTok who catches pedos.
Yeah.
And he brings up all the texts because it's this old man, this old white middle-aged mm-hmm. man who finds these kids. They could be like 12 to, I don't know, 16 or something. And he's texting them like, oh, let's hang out, whatever, when he's really texting this other man.
I know you're talking about.
I feel, oh my God. I was like, this is actually crazy because he knows, the men usually know how old the kid is and they still want to like be with them.
She said she was old.
Yeah, like what?
Yeah. But like that's like, ew, that's
disgusting. And the cops get the evidence from the texts. Like you either are on Snapchat.
Good thing they actually do that because
I know.
Media
have all the chats.
Yeah, media hate crimes are just like, I don't even know if that's a hate crime. Is that a hate crime? I don't think it's a hate crime, but it's just weird. Whatever. But it's a huge issue. But sadly, this isn't the only thing that social media brings to the table. Mm-hmm. Like we said before, social media brings friendships, which are good, and help teens feel supported and play a role in informing their identities. But teenagers are mean. Social media, if that makes sense. You see what I'm trying to say? Teenagers are really
mean. Picking up what you're putting down.
Social media just becomes an outlet to spread rumors or share too much personal information about people.
Oh, yeah.
I think we could both know. We've heard some things. Mm-hmm. And can also lead some teens to form views about other people's lives or bodies that aren't realistic. Even in a worse case, we kind of touched upon this a little bit. Sometimes it can expose some teens to online predators.
Yes.
Who might try to exploit or extort them.
Like, how many times have you been added on Snap and they're like, how old are you? And you're like,
14.
14.
And they're like, I just turned 18, but it's okay, baby girl.
And they're really like 24 or something.
Yes.
And I'm like, huh?
I actually have a story about this, so I'm going to go a little bit off topic. But it was when I was in health class, we were learning about sex offenders, sorry.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
And I was snapping this, like, not snapping, but, like, I had this kid on Snap.
Mm-hmm.
And he was older. I think he was, like, my sister's age. But, like, I wasn't talking to him or anything. I was just, like, snapping him for fun. And he would just keep sending me videos of him, like, with gallons of milk, like, listening to Juice WRLD. It wasn't anything, like, weird or anything. I mean, it was weird, but it wasn't bad. It wasn't bad. And then we were learning about sex offenders and health, and then by chance, I looked it up,
mm-hmm.
and he was actually a registered sex offender in Beacon Falls, and I was like, oh my gosh, unadded that guy as soon as I could. I was like,
oh
what?
Oh my God.
But yeah, getting exposed to some online predators is
definitely...
But
why are there just so many creeps? What is with the creeps? Like, if you know
we can't even do anything
I'm a minor,
yeah.
why are you talking to me? Don't you have a wife and kids? Don't you have, like, a
We've been
family?
Affected by social media.
Yeah, I'm affected.
We're affected.
I'm
Us
mad.
Teenagers stand
against predators.
Yes. Yes, this is something that we definitely don't want to happen. So, yeah. Take it off, please.
So, from what I'm hearing, the positive effects are overwritten by the negative effects of social media. If this is right, why doesn't everyone just stay away from social media in the first place?
Oh, we're getting both sides of this now.
I wish people would just stay away, though.
No, but you keep going. You're gonna see how it turns people into whatever.
Like in class, when we learned about the Appalachian people and how they have no electronics, no communication outside, and no electricity. People in the Appalachian are far from society, and they don't have things like social media. People there are not influenced by other societies. They don't have the abilities to see what other societies are going on because they don't have an iPhone. They go to the store, like once a month? with like $20 to go to the Dollar General to pick up some snacks, maybe.
We also saw we also saw Titus, how happy he was without electronics. But then he changed. He literally got literally peer pressured. Or not peer pressured. Yeah, but he didn't conformed.
Did we hear his backstory a lot? I don't remember his backstory. Like, did he?
He grew up normally. He grew up went to school, all that, and then went off the grid.
Just that's a good decision. Wanted though.
To. Yeah, and it was working for him. But then I think he was subject to social media again, because now he's famous and making money.
Probably has an iPhone now. He's electricity. He's a blender. Now. What the hell?
He's a blender. No!
Not a blender!
But
I also just saw someone smack their head into the locker.
Yeah, that's what social media does to us teenagers nowadays.
It makes us rabid.
Yeah, so that's actually what we're going to talk about. Rabid teenagers. Next episode, tune in.
Tune in for rabid teenagers. But would you go to the Appalachian? Would you drop social media? Because I was debating it for a while.
Are you joking?
No.
I was going to delete Snapchat. Either, but, oh, yeah. I've deleted TikTok. I've deleted all that.
Especially TikTok. Can we talk about TikTok for a second?
I know. And the stuff on TikTok is awful.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Because TikTok, you look at it for a second, you're sucked in.
Exactly.
Your stimulus. Yeah, it's an addiction.
When I was doing this project, when I was writing the script out, I was looking at a lot of different sources.
Yeah, social media is a stimulus.
Yeah, it's addictive. It's an addiction.
Mm-hmm.
Addictive.
And they banned it in
where should I submit the? We're excited. Anyways, sorry. Anyways, Miss Jackman, I hope you really enjoyed this. We could honestly keep rambling on. Like, if you don't want to keep listening to it, our project is basically over. But honestly, we could keep talking about Appalachia, because I think that's really interesting. We did actually talk about it in one of our episodes, if you want to go back. I don't know which one it's actually in.
I'm going to look up the Appalachian people right now.
Yeah, actually, when I searched it, it says that, it's, the...
What makes you an Appalachian person? The people of Appalachia can track their ancestor background from the large migration of the Scottish Irish.
It's because they're literally...
Scottish Irish. I'm a Scottish Irish.
Well, they literally the incest is crazy. They they all just
There's this one town that has the most inbred people.
That's awful.
And they're all
inbred, yeah. Inbred family. I want to search this image because aren't they
there's
up
rules.
Because the genes
I'm going to read the rules of the Appalachia.
Yeah, they do get messed up.
It's on Wattpad, actually.
Oh, maybe we're not going to read that.
It's short. It says, these must be myths or legends.
Yeah.
Never be in the woods from dusk till dawn. Duh, who's going in the dark? In the woods in the dark.
Oh.
Never leave the marked trail. It's marked off for a reason. Yeah, let me just wander around, get lost in the mountains.
Yeah.
If you hear voices close to you, they're far away. But if the voices are far away, then they are near.
If the voices are far away, they're near.
Do not whistle or sing in the woods. Never look too hard into the trees.
Can we make a Garrett Watts? Do you know who that is? Shane Dawson's friend?
Yes, I know who Garrett Watts is.
Can we make a conspiracy, fun ghost story YouTube video and post it about the Appalachian Trails and just go in the woods on my street and be we're in the Appalachian Trails?
Guys, we're in the Appalachian right now. Right. We are going to find the people of the Appalachian. And they're like, does that say... Welcome to Beacon Falls.
Under Ridge? Because there's a sign in there.
They're like, what?
Oh my gosh. But this is a interesting.
I know. So I missed some of our old podcasts when we talked about.
Yeah, you really have to start doing that again.
Okay,
we Miss Jackman, if you're still oh my god, it's 18 minutes. If you're still listening, watch our conspiracy theory video.
Yeah, that was a good one. It's kind of long, but
it's funny, I believe.
Me too.
Because none of us know what we're talking about.
We just researched some stuff last night, the night before, and we're getting into it.
Yeah.
But I want to talk about the Oms.
Amish?
Yes. How are the Oms different from the Appalachian?
Because they're not just completely off the grid. Actually, no.
Yes,
I don't
they
even know.
Are.
But people, know they exist. You don't know who's in the
security.
Appalachian Trails.
Yeah. The same, Appalachian people are in, the forest. Well, Amish
the
people
woods,
are,
the
in the plantations.
No. They're in the fields. They're in the fields, building rocks and stuff. Yeah. No, but then Appalachian, they're just
Yeah, so I don't get
it. Wait, do Amish people, are Amish people inbred?
Yes.
Are you
I watched
sure?
a documentary where the rape was a huge conflict in the Amish
aren't they
community.
Aren't they
dads would go after their daughters
oh,
and sisters and
aren't
moms
they
and
Mormon
shit.
Though?
Mormon? I don't know.
Wait, I don't think that is connected at all.
I don't know. I thought they were just Catholic.
Yeah.
All Amish.
Let's see.
Where'd the Amish originate
Amish,
from?
The Amish are a Christian group. Okay.
Where did the Amish people come from?
Is it...
Oh, they came from Switzerland. Mormon. Where did the Amish come from originally? The ancestor of the Amish or...
Mormons. Maybe we're gonna make an episode about Mormons. I have to go find a special guest, a special Mormon guest.
Some may also have hailed from nearby religions with Europe. Many Amish groups immigrated to North America between the 18th and 19th century.
We're really getting off topic about social media here. See what social media is doing to us? Is Google social media? Because we're literally getting sucked in.
We're
getting sucked in our the knowledge that we want to learn right now.
Yeah, but because I don't like social media. I'm so done with it. I wish it never existed. I know.
And also, when I get my phone taken away, I read books, and I learn.
You read books.
I read the best book of my life.
Yeah, but how would people read books if they didn't have social media? I mean,
write
books. Like, some of the topics you would never be able to come up with unless you knew about other people.
No, it's your imagination.
Yeah, but you can't imagine it if you don't know about it.
Are you dumb? Your imagination. Like, you experience things outside of social media.
But you're not gonna, like, let's say you've never been on social media, you don't know what a dragon is. You're not gonna write a book about dragons if you don't know what a dragon is.
You know there's other books about dragons.
Yeah, let's say you're in the Appalachian. You're not gonna write books about dragons. They know books.
Yeah, but not everyone's gonna write a book about dragons.
I'm just saying.
Oh my god, these dragons. What is on my face? Oh no, I took it off. I wanted it to stay on.
Also, the beauty standards. We do have an episode, Miss Jackman, about beauty standards.
She's definitely not watching this right now.
That was a good one.
The beauty standards was kind of good, yeah. Except it gets kind of boring, apparently, when we talk about what we wore to homecoming.
Yeah, I was bored.
Yeah, I missed the whole entire spot I was trying to put on.
Well, social media is fun, but it does have its pros and cons. I feel like everyone should take some time away. Maybe
I want one of these raccoon hats.
What does that have to do with this?
I don't know. I'm just saying I really want one of these raccoon hats you get from, like, Boy Scouts. Anyways, continue.
I was just trying to end it off.
All right. Yeah. Oh. We should have, like, a music cue that's like, and goodbye. And we just, like, press a button and it starts, like, beatboxing or something.
Yeah. All right. Well, maybe everyone should take a break from social media.
Get off of the podcast app. Get off of Spotify right now. Put your phone down and go outside and breathe in some fresh air.
Do a cartwheel.
Go do a cartwheel and have a picnic. Like,
have a picnic. Don't bring your phone.
Don't bring your phone. So if you get lost,
listen to the birds chirp.
I have a story. If you want to hear that in class, let me know. Because I got a story about how I got lost without technology. But, yeah.
People probably think we're so weird.
Yeah, we're sitting, this is like a little imagery for
Miss
you.
Miss Simone's
room. We're sitting in Miss Simone's room, all the chairs are up except the two that we have.
We're sitting across
we're
from each other.
The only two people are across from each other.
My phone is in the middle of the table.
Yeah, we're literally like hovering over her phone talking right now. And we're the only two people in this room. Except Bevan's coming right now. Hello, Bevan.
Is there a teacher in here?
No.
Okay, so grab it. Shake it.
All right. So.
Well, thank you, everyone, for listening. Whoever is listening, thank
the
you.
One person.
Thank you, Miss Jackman.
I love sociology. It was a very fun class.
I really did learn a lot. Thank you.
And that wraps it up for our sociology final exam. Goodbye.
Well, this is our next episode of Ramble.
I'm Ella Vinos.
I'm Leah Feeney.
See ya.